Germany's biggest lender gets its fourth CEO in 4 years, and we'll explore how Brazil is trying to rebuild trust among investors. This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Deutsche Bank has ousted its chief executive after years of losses. The BBC's Su Ping Chan explains what the shakeup could mean for the future of Germany's biggest bank.
John Cryan served at the helm of the troubled bank for less than 3 years and was dismissed after an emergency meeting on Sunday night. Mr. Cryan was brought in to streamline the company and cut costs, but his efforts were overshadowed by a string of losses, including a $600 million loss last year. Taking over from Mr. Cryan is Christian Zewing, who's been at the company for more than 25 years and most recently was responsible for its private and commercial bank operations. This morning, in a letter, Mr. Zewing said the company must make tough decisions in its quest to return to profit. Part of that, he said, will involve a review of its investment banking business. Many analysts believe Mr. Zewing's appointment will see the bank shift its focus towards retail banking in Deutsche Bank's home market. Shares in Deutsche have jumped more than 3% today. In London, I'm the BBC's Su Ping Chan for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mostly higher as investors hope to hear new reforms and remarks from China's President Xi Jinping tomorrow at an annual summit. Russia's RTX index, though, is down more than 5% after the U.S. on Friday announced new sanctions as punishment for a range of issues, including alleged interference in the 2016 election. Now, climate change is on the agenda of central bank governors meeting in Amsterdam today and at a meeting in London of the world's maritime leaders as they try to hammer out new emissions rules. Some 80,000 ships transport goods around the world, but shipping and aviation weren't part of the Paris Climate Agreement. Robert Peterson, deputy head of BIMCO, the biggest global shipping association, will be there.
We want the International Maritime Organization to be the authoritative regulator of the industry moving forward. That's our primary issue here at stake. That is whether should the IMO continue to regulate, or is this something that you would like to hand over to more regional players in the world, which will break up the idea of regulating a global business on the global level with common rules for all.
Now, it's estimated that one container ship produces roughly the same amount of pollution as something like 50 million cars. And of course, ships are built to last a lifetime. So how much of an impact would a change in the rules around emissions make to the maritime industry?
Well, first of all, big ships carry a lot of goods, and obviously for that reason they do also emit a lot. But measured on a per cargo ton mile basis, shipping is by far the most efficient means of transport. That being said, of course a lot can be done and should be done in the shipping industry. But we are quite confident, simply also because the cost of actually driving the ships out there to fuel them is by far the largest cost we have. So anything that can reduce our fuel cost in terms of being more energy efficient pays off big time.
Lars Robert Peterson. On Saturday, former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva started a 12-year jail sentence after being convicted of corruption. Rebuilding trust among investors is vital for Brazil's economy, as the BBC's Katie Watson reports.
I'm looking out onto Sugarloaf Mountain here in Rio. This time of year is carnival, so there are sunseekers, tourists and families, and it's packed. With so much partying here, it's easy to forget that Rio is in financial crisis. So where did it all go wrong?
Well, car wash investigation is a huge scandal in Brazil.
Operation Car Wash started as a money laundering investigation looking into doleros, or black market money dealers. But it soon grew as police uncovered a vast network of corruption. I went to meet Eduardo Alhaji. He's the lead federal prosecutor of the car wash operation in Rio.
We faced a huge scheme that involved Petrobras, that is our major oil company in Brazil. The investigation swiftly expanded to a lot of different areas. What is new is that the corrupt politicians that are going to jail. Finally, the rule of law is for everybody, and not only for the poor, and not only for the black people here in Brazil. Corruption affects especially the poor people, because the poor people depends on the public service, the transportation, the hospitals, the education. If people are diverting money from those areas, the poor people will especially suffer.
Carnival's been and gone this year, and the run-up to the event was difficult. And just days later, the military was called in to protect the city and the state from the situation getting any worse. Having soldiers on the streets sits uncomfortably with many who remember the days of the military dictatorship, and they argue that it's a purely political move ahead of the October elections. So what's to be expected? Gustavo Franco is a former central bank governor and is advising a presidential candidate for the elections.
You look to the oil company, Petrobras. It was an ocean of corruption that had an impact on public opinion in the issue of state enterprises, the state participation in the economy. And that was a plus for the market view. That is new to Brazil.
In Brazil, I'm the BBC's Katie Watson for Marketplace.
Finally, British living rooms have shrunk by 32%, according to a new survey. Britain's new homes are the smallest by floor area in Europe. More reason, I guess, to sit still in front of an even bigger TV. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.